Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome to our beautiful Thursday Hare Krishna festival in Alachua, which began at 4:30 this morning. Mangalarti was ecstatic. Everybody was dancing. So now we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam with invocation song introduced by Srila Prabhupada from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gita.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha girivar dhari, Gopi jana vallabha girivar Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Hamsvari Brajagacharya Sutada Sopra Sinsana Chila Bhai Charna Vrinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Vibhishna Binda Ki Jaya Nama Charya Srila Vadas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivachadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Ki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannathpur Dham Ki Jai Alachwani Ramaniti Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Jai Gaur Pramana Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Narayanam Namaskritam Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet Nascha Prayesu Avadhesu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, we should offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Narayan, and unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyas Dev, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator, and Bhakti Vedanta Pada. Nascha prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naistaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering service to the pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto Sri Krishna, who is praised with Uttama Sloka, transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. So with that note, today we are ending chapter 17, the most fascinating chapter, and next two chapter also is very fascinating in a sense. As a sadhaka, practitioner, the challenges that we face in our life to progress, it's already experienced similar by King Parikshit. That's why those are very highly illuminated by the all the acharya, including Srila Prabhupada. so many lectures on this first canto, more than other cantos in his life. So with that note, we are going to recite the verse, the last verse, 45. I'm going to read the synonym first, so then we'll have an idea of what we are reciting. This is about Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Imannu. So experienced that by dint of his expert administration and patronage, it has been possible for those sages that assemble there to do this jagna. So he's establishing the wonderful quality of Maharaj Parikshit. Ittam Bhuta Bindas Anubhava experience ayam this. Abhimannu Suta, son of Abhimannu, Nipa, the king, Jasya, whose Palayata, on account of his ruling, Shkunim, on the earth, Yuyam, you all, Shasraya, in performing sacrifices, Dikshita, initiated. Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Abhimanu Sutanipa Jasya Palayata Shkunim Juyam Shasraya Dikshita Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Abhimanu Sutanipa Jasya Palayata Shkunim Juyam Shastraya Dikshita. Please chant. Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Sutam Nipa Jasya Palayata Juyam Shastraya Dikshita Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Abhimanyu Sutam Nipa Jasya Palaya Tashtani Yuyam Sastraya Dikshitaha Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Abhimanyu Sutanipa Jasya Palayata Shkunim Juyam Shastraya Dikshitaha Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Abhimanyu Sutanipa Jasya Palayata Shkunim Ittam Bhutanu Bhavayam Abhimanyu Sutanipa Jasya Palayata Shkunim Yuyam Shastraya Dikshita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu, is so experienced that by dint of his expert administration and patronage, it has been possible for you to perform a sacrifice such as this. Who is speaking to who? Are we familiar? Maharaj Parikshit, about Maharaj Parikshit, but who is speaking? Sutta Goswami is speaking about to who?
To
Shanakadi, 88,000. Okay. The Brahmanas and Sannyasis are expert in the spiritual advancement of society. What did Prabhupada say? The Brahmanas and Sannyasis are expert in the spiritual advancement in society. Why? I mean, in India, before Hare Krishna movement, there were a lot of Brahmanas. And there are a lot of Sannyasis too. But why Prabhupada says they are expert in spiritual advancement of society? What does that mean?
They study and practice what they study.
Very good. They know the eternal religion. They know the circumstantial religion. And they also know the irreligion. Eternal religion is based on three subjects. Krishna is eternal, we are eternal, we have eternal relationship. One who is thoroughly expert to establish in the heart of conditioned soul, they are called the spiritual or society leader. Circumstantial religion means they are promoting the moral codes, like Manusmriti, Manusanghita. I just heard one lecture Prabhupada said, Manusanghita is not an eternal religion, just a mundane moral code. All these years I thought it was spiritual. Spirituality and morality are not same, otherwise we discuss. Then Prabhupada says, whereas the Kshatriyas or the administrator, the expert in the material peace and prosperity of human society, means they are the executor under Brahmanas and under Sannyasis. Both of them are the pillar of all happiness. Therefore, they are meant for full cooperation, for common welfare. Maharaj Parikshit was experienced enough to drive away Kali from his field of activities and thereby make the state receptive to spiritual enlightenment. There is a very nice key point in that sentence Prabhupada writes. It does not matter whether somebody is a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas or no, varnashram or outcast, whatever. But everybody has a right, inherent asset called Krishna consciousness. As long as they can hear Krishna consciousness, as long as they can hear Bhagavatam, doesn't matter whatever ashram, whatever situation they are. It's important what they are looking and focusing, not where they are located or what is their race or where they come from. One of the good examples, Prabhupada expressed that none of his friends in India really eager to allow their children, family to get trained to be Krishna conscious. Even another lecture Prabhupada said, one of his friends said, what they are going to learn, Swamiji? They're going to learn like how to be mendicant. This is how they used to think. Still, probably some of them think. I hope not. Because now ISKCON is so big and preaching. So, it's very interesting that whatever ashram, wherever we are, if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day, morning, evening, then Kali cannot enter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in glorification of holy name, he says, Jatadur mama naam haibe kirtan, tatadur haibe ta kalira daman. Kali cannot come As long one is chanting and hearing Bhagavatam, it's so powerful. I was talking to one devotee, good friend of mine from India, and he was mentioning how in Purana there's a beautiful story narrated that Kali is everywhere because he is the king of
quarrel.
What?
Quarrel.
What?
Quarrel fighting.
No, king of time. Time includes quarrel, everything. Hypocrisy, all this. He is the king of time. Like Joe Biden is the president of America. Kali is not the king of the land. We have to be very specific. The war is within us. The problem is within us, not outside so much. Even though outside there are, but it's not as much as inside. So Kali, through the mind, is connected even in the devotee's lives. One devotee was very pakka. Pakka means he was very rigid in his bhakti. Every day chant Gayatri on time, every day do sadhana very particular. And he was very proud. He would brag about it. So one day he fell asleep during, he forgot his noon Gayatri sandha. What did Prabhupada say about the sandha? It's a very interesting. I like the way Prabhupada, so merciful. He said, just do 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Because sandha means junction, where the night ending and sunlight is about to happen. This junction. Now, every day is a different time. I have a GKL, I look at it. Every day different time. And it's like a mind-boggling and it confuses sometimes. Simplest way Prabhupada made it, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. That's all. You want to know the best auspicious time in your life today? You don't need an astrologer. This is the junction. You want to do any auspicious things? That time. Sandha is the most auspicious time. So we chant our Gayatri to evoke the mercy of our Guru. So it's very interesting. The next line Prabhupada says, if the common people are not receptive, it is very difficult to impress upon them the necessity of spiritual enlightenment. Very nice. Now question is, common people has to be receptive. What about devotees who actually join in the movement? They also have to be receptive. They have to stay receptive. Sometime after little practicing, when unwanted things also sprout with the bhakti lata, those things takes them away. They may be chantings, but they don't feel encouragement to hear Bhagavatam. It's very important. So those who are listening online, first canto, third chapter, 44 verse, answer to this. The Prabhupada is giving intriguing question and he also answered it. So in that purport, he answered, I'm going to paraphrase. This is in first canto, third chapter. Yeah, very nice. But in the purport, more important than the sloka to me. Because Prabhupada's purport is like his own feeling in relevant to our life where we don't have a attention or attraction to hear. Like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I never forget, he said, when the day comes, one time we were riding in a car, him, myself and Bhakti Charan Maharaj, we were going through from South France to Italy through the tunnel, big tunnel. So he was conversing, he said, the moment you feel a strong urges to hear about Krishna, That is the point where your connection to pure goodness, Suddha Satta, spiritual realm, is awakened. It's so wonderful. I'm sure you all have experienced. But we have to hold on to it. Then no problem of these three modes. So, in that part of Prabhupada writes, one should hear with rapt attention. If you want to see the effect, what is the effect? What is the effect of hearing Bhagavata? What will be the effect? If somebody asks, okay, we are hearing for Bhagavatam so long, so many years, what should be the effect? First of all, Bhagavatam we hear from who? From the devotee who practices and follows the Mahabhagavata. It's not like anybody we hear from. Especially non-devotee, we never hear. But at least we try to hear from the devotee who are having a good sadhana and serving their guru. This is a very important. So what will be the result? I'm going to say, and then I'll go back how to get it. And then we'll go to the next part. This is from 11th Canto, 3 chapter, text 30. This is one of the candy sloka I choose sometimes. Parasparam manukatham pavanam bhagavadishyana. How do you create a Bhagavatam reciter and Bhagavatam listener atmosphere? He said, you have to learn. Translation did not say, I was looking the word to word meaning, did not say it will happen automatically. You have to prepare before you come to Bhagavatam class or before you turn on the YouTube or whatever the access you have. You have to learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord. Whether whatever media you have, physically present in the temple or YouTube or Facebook. And the purpose, Bhagavad Jasho. Bhagavad Jasho means to glorify. You are eager, express your eagerness, you want to hear about Krishna. And the reciter, whoever speaking, must be, because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Kirtan, glorifying Krishna in two forms. One is in a singing melody, another is lecturing. He said, I prefer lecturing because it shows your devotion. How much you really believe Prabhupada's word, how much we really believe Bhagavatam, how much we apply in our life, it comes out when we speak. But when I sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if I don't have a melodious voice, I may be depriving something. Because they expect the rhythm of Mridanga, Kartal, everything. Holy name is the main. Mridanga, Kartal are like a servant to the holy name. Not that music has to be louder than holy name. So here it says, Paraspar Anukatham Pavanam Bhagavad Jasa. The purpose of Bhagavatam, purpose of listening, to hear the glory of Krishna. Question is why? Pavanam. It will purify my consciousness. That motivation has to be within me. Whether I'm speaking or listening, motivation is purification. Then what will happen? As devotees, mitho, rati mithos tusti nibriti mitho atmanaha. Very sweet verse. It says that you have to develop, whether you are listener or reciter, you have to develop your loving friendship amongst those devotees are in the attendance. What can I do? Somebody walks in the temple without mask. Should I still immediately judge and show my upsetness? Or I should focus first, wow, Krishna attracted this soul, he's here or she is here. But that soul maybe forgot the mask, so I should arrange some mask. it up to me. It is not up to that soul who just appeared. Because this happened in our temple. I'm giving you very practical. I learned something very interesting and very good from Mother Mukya. Many times she announced about this, but she always says something very nice, such a loving motherly. She said, I know you all want to talk and you want to gather. This is what the Buddha does, glorify Krishna. But you also need to remember to wear mask. It's so nice. The way she present means she cares for our spiritual life, but spiritual life has to be maintained. Just like Prabhupada, when the sniper told Prabhupada, oh, there is a random shooter in that road that you go. Some or other, I guess, he knew. And Prabhupada never went anymore on that route, morning walk, in early days. So we see that. And later on, someone asked that question, and Anuttama Prabhu put it together. It's very nice. He said, Prabhupada answered, well, this body I have is for pleasing Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj. I have come for a mission. I need to protect this body. Such a nice answer. So we have to also care for like this. So back to this. And then if you do this loving friendship with other devotees who are listening also Bhagavatam or Guru Puja or any sadhana we do, then what will happen? They will feel mutual happiness. And after that, satisfaction. Tushti. Tushti here means satisfaction has to be there. If I am chanting, if I am speaking Bhagavatam, if I am hearing Bhagavatam, am I satisfied? It's not the satisfaction of five sense object. Like when we honor prasadam, we have some idea about food. How should it be tasted? When we talk about Krishna's lips touching the food and it turned into prasadam, the feeling taste is not there. The five sense objects, the form, rupa, rasa, danda, sabda, sparsha, these are different than Krishna. Krishna is transcendental rasa. It's not mundane rasa. Our experience of that, it's very mystical. It's higher than all the sense object experience. But we have to pay attention. Just like Prabhupada was talking about Gopal Bhatt's story. And then Gopal Prabhu, who was there, he was a sannyasi, he said, how is that Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, you don't understand the taste of Krishna consciousness. You're looking for mundane joke, mundane way of looking at everything. You have to grasp in a spiritual taste. When we say tasting water, Krishna is the taste of water. It is not like a mundane taste. It is Krishna. That's why Prabhupada took the cup of water and he drank. He said, taste. Krishna said, it is the Krishna who is the taste of water. It is not just a mundane water taste. It's another level of experience, not a mundane sense enjoyment. When you say spiritualized senses, means that we focus, we draw happiness from the absorption on Krishna, not the action itself. It is the absorption. It is Krishna. It's the taste, not the water taste. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Doesn't mean the mundane people tasting water. That is also their tasting Krishna. It is Krishna, absorption in Krishna. It's different. Then it says, then what will happen? By this encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification. Means the lower taste will be gone, which is the cause of all suffering. So sadhu sangha or hearing result of Bhagavatam is that sloka. One sloka gives everything. So let's see if we all got 6 things. Can someone help me? First thing is, we have to train ourselves how to hear or speak about the glory of Krishna. This is the first point of hearing Bhagavatam or speaking Bhagavatam or association of devotees. So first point is glorifying Krishna. Ready. Helping each other. Second, the purpose will be after hearing glorification, purification will take place. Consciousness transformation. Attraction to hear more will awake. Maybe unnecessary things, attraction will be diminishing. These are called purification. Third, you will have developing a loving friendship. We find a good quality in every devotee and we can appreciate that. Not that they may not be having any bad quality, but we don't need to focus that. It is not necessary. Srila Prabhupada told to Shyamasundara Prabhu, there are six types of perception the human being has. And three of them is for devotees, devotee has, and three are for the karmis. And that's why we see that. Prabhupada did not say it will automatically happen. We have to try to develop, find a good quality in every devotee and we can encourage that. The fourth, when we do this, we will feel happiness and satisfaction is guaranteed. Then possible that we will encourage each other and able to give up the lower sense enjoyment or sense gratification. Because the sense gratification is ultimate cause of all suffering. So now back to that Srila Prabhupada's purport, where Prabhupada says, if the common people are not receptive, it is very difficult to impress upon them the necessary of spiritual enlightenment. So I'm going to talk 1 minute about what is that, how we can develop that attraction or attention. So as I mentioned 1.3.44, what did Prabhupada say? I'm going to read exactly what Prabhupada says. And I would appreciate if somebody can reflect or something, give me back. This is what you hear, what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, here it is. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person. Then he can at once realize the presence of the Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing the Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. So that's the one point, first point. We need rapt attention to hear Bhagavatam in order to be affected or impacted. Second, Prabhupada said, to give rapt attention, we have to have a purity in mind. Then Prabhupada says, no one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. So in order to have a pure in mind, we have to have a pure in action. And no one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. Isn't interesting? How practical, relevant. So it is actually operation is in our own consciousness. What I eat, how much I sleep, and how much I am like feeling for the security of my future or health and all this. It was very nice. I'm going to paraphrase one thing Prabhupada said. It was so nice. This morning I was talking to Jai Govinda Prabhu about that. That Krishna is eternally independent. His completeness is fully present, independently, eternally. But the soul is never independently complete. Their completeness comes from dependence on Krishna. Even in spiritual world, I was researching more and more last few days, even in spiritual world, Brajabhasis, Vaikunthabhasis, they are eternally dependent on Krishna and they love to depend on Krishna. This is the missing, biggest missing among the conditioned soul. So, Prabhupada says, no one can be pure in action who is not pure. That's four. Five, no one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from a right person, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. Now I will go back to finish the Prabhupada's purport. Austerity, cleanliness, mercy, truthfulness are basic principles of religion. Prepare the ground for the reception of advancement in spiritual knowledge, and Maharaj Parikshit made this favorable condition possible. How sweet is that, Maharaj Parikshit, such a good leader. These four principles are not eternal truth, but eternal dharma cannot be practiced if these four are not as a foundation in our life. Austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness. Thus the rishis of Naimisharna were able to perform the sacrifices for 1,000 years. In other words, without state support, no doctrines of philosophy or religious principles can progressively advance. There should be complete cooperation between the Brahmanas and Kshatriya for this common good. Now Prabhupada wrap up the whole purpose. Isn't it? That the Brahmana and the Sannyasi, these are the spiritual leader. One is managerial leader. It sounds like familiar. When Giriraj Maharaj and Prabhupada converse, that the famous quote, how the movement will last, and Giriraj Maharaj said, please help me, by chanting 69 four regulative principles. But then Prabhupada says, he added two things. Somebody help me.
Intelligence
and organization. Thank you. Do you know what is that means? If you really very deeply think, you can find in a part of Prabhupada writes in 7th canto where King Hiranyakashipu's atrocity. He said that intelligence is always given to the sannyasi, their spiritual leader. And we need also managerial leader, like the GBCs, like advanced sadhus. So we have both intelligence and organization. This is what running ISKCON right now. If you really think very deeply, it's the GBCs and the spiritual leader, the gurus, sannyasis, those who are senior devotees like Shastra Prabhu, they're all running. That's how the movement is growing. So, wonderful way he Prabhupada completed that Brahmana and sannyasi, they are giving the intelligence how to run everything, and the Kshatriya, administrator, they have to execute. Then the society is perfectly situated. Lord, even up to Maharaj Ashok, the same spirit was prevailing. Lord Buddha was sufficiently supported by King Ashoka. Thus his particular cult of knowledge was spread all over the world. This is a wonderful example. That how King Ashoka, who was depressed and got illuminated by Lord Buddha's philosophy, and then Lord Buddha, Buddhist philosophy, King Ashoka, actually he spread it all over. Of course, Shankaracharya did a wonderful things too. He came and pushed it out of India. So go this philosophy somewhere else. That's why Buddhism was not so prominent after Shankara came, because he wanted to establish Veda. And without establishing Veda, he was also doing two other things. He was doing establishing the Veda for the future Vaishnava Sampradaya. And also he diverted all the atheistic who was exploiting Veda in the name of killing or violence. So he diverted them away from it. So it was very nice. Krishna's arrangement is so wonderful if we can just align our plan with Krishna's plan. So I will... Srila Prabhupada ki jai, nice purport. Now I would like to discuss a little bit about Parikshit Maharaj, few minutes, and then I would like to hear also if anybody would like to contribute. What I learned from Parikshit Maharaj, I was meditating this for a couple days, but in between I had so many other classes, I didn't have time, but this morning I was really meditating and I was praying to Prabhupada and Krishna. Well, first point I find very attractive, that Parikshit Maharaj is such an ideal devotee. He said to progress and ultimate success in spiritual path, doesn't matter where you are, whatever you are. As Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, some of his friends maybe lives in a sattva-guru. Not Suddha Sattva, obviously, because if they are in Suddha Sattva, maybe in Vrindavan, but not in Suddha Sattva. If they are in Suddha Sattva, they would know the emergency of Krishna consciousness. Because they did not support him, even though in Mathura, gentlemen who helped also, they are not in Suddha Sattva. They are in Sattva Gun. Sattva Gun is higher than Rajagun and Tamagun. America, when Prabhupada came, he expressed in his writing that this place is filled with Rajagun and Tamagun. He did not mention Sattagun. So then I was meditating. What was the circumstances at that time? That those Brahmanas are in, or you can say Brajavasi, or the businessmen in Mathura, and many places in India that Prabhupada asked for help to preach Krishna consciousness. He was not given so much. But they are, maybe many of them are in Sattva Guru. But what they are focusing? Can someone tell me? What they are focusing? More economic development. My son to be doctor, engineer, business, this, that. A spiritual life is not important. They will do it when time comes. You know, little bit under the staircase, there is a little temple. Many houses I saw under the staircase like this. So you can go up, but there is the place nobody says, okay, if you built a little altar. In San Diego I saw a few houses. It was very interesting. So their focus was in Tamagun and Rajagun. But the Western devotee, when Prabhupada came, he writes, they are in Tamagun and Rajagun. But what they are looking for? They were looking for Sattagun, higher things, very talented way of searching. This is Parikshit Maharaj established this to me. That it did not matter whether he got cursed or the world had a problem, so many things. But his focus is always on how to give Krishna consciousness and experience that. This is so wonderful. So to get that point, what he did, he expressed grateful attitude to Krishna. So I found 6 points I wrote. Maybe there's more, I'm sure. You can add or give me some. First was, he was expressing to Krishna in his prayers, that in the war, oh Lord, your name is Partha Sarathi. You guided my grandfathers, Pandavas, Arjuna, Yudhishthira. How lovely, how compassionate that my family always guided by you. And I'm very fortunate to be born in that family. Second thing he did, he was expressing a grateful attitude for protecting, responding his mother's prayers. The Krishna is always responds to the devotee's prayers. He said, when my mother was praying to you, you immediately responded. Third was that when Ashwatthama's fearful nuclear weapon was there, It can destroy anything. It's worse than nuclear. But he saw that Krishna, when Krishna involves, nothing is equal or above. His protection, we should always count as the highest protection. When we have protection from Krishna, nothing absolutely equal or above. This is he proved. He said, that was so nice. That in the womb of mother, how you gave a protection, that all other destruction literally had no power, diminished. Next point he saw, he said, that was so nice, my Lord, that you gave a beautiful darshan to me. You are so kind. I did not deserve in the womb, but you manifested in your beautiful form. And the word he says, Sudarshana. Su means extraordinarily, Sudarshana means beautiful vision. Then another one he was grateful to, he says that when Brahmastra destroyed my body, that means he was given, when we actually connect with Krishna, we can see our body separate, this physical body separate from soul, means each of us will be experiencing that physical body separate, but you are there. Parikshit Maharaj was watching, his physical body was destroyed by this Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, and then it was immediately replaced with a new body. Now, sometime Bhagavatam says that he was protected, his body was protected. But in third canto, Prabhupada gives the details. His body was protected means it was replaced immediately. But Parikshit Maharaj, as a servant of Krishna, was observing the whole thing. Isn't nice? Like one day you will be seeing, like everybody is crying, oh, Pran Govinda Prabhu is dead, dead or crying. But Pran Govinda Das, maybe by the mercy of you all and Prabhupada, I'll be able to see, no, I'm not dead, I'm here, I have a spiritual body. Oh, I had a material body, yeah, I know. There, see. It's so nice. You want to know details about it? Read on third canto, Kapildev explained this so nicely to his mother Devahuti. How wonderful this, leaving this body is so exciting. We should be more happy serving Krishna. Then another grateful attitude Parikshit Maharaj expressed, that while he was going through this struggle of getting one body burned and getting a new body, and then later on, was very interesting, Krishna saved Maharaj Parikshit from Brahmastra while he was in the womb. Yet, later on, the very same Krishna allowed him to die from a snake bite. And maybe you all don't have, I had a problem of understanding what is Krishna's protection means. His protection was that he was saving Parikshit Maharaj in the womb, but later on when Parikshit Maharaj got a curse that he will be killed by snake bite, did Krishna protect him? Yes. But how to see it? It requires some good understanding. 18.58 Krishna explained. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyati ato cheta hankara na susrasi vinakshati. The Lord arranged for his departure so that the son of Srimad Bhagavatam could arise to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga. In the month, years, decades to come, we will realize more and more how Srila Prabhupada's glory, legacy, departure from this world depends our connection with Krishna. And we'll see. Actually, recently we were talking on a Zoom classes that Prabhupada's glory in some country was not there when Prabhupada was present. But now it's like unbelievable that people are so eager to see Prabhupada. And of course they see through his Bhagavatam, through hearing his lecture, and they feel that connection. And it's wonderful. So there are, let's see what's the time now. So I'm going to end with this, that we learn from Srila Parikshit Maharaj that how to see good when you seeing also or expecting bad, because he just got cursed, but he's so good in it, good in the curse, instead of reacting or cursing the person back. And that good that he found, just like a Vidura found, when Duryodhan told, is there anybody in this hall loves me? If you love me, show me your love by taking this man Vidura out and beat him to death. And Vidura laughingly folded hand and paid obeisances to Dhritarashtra and put his bow and arrow, and he said, thank you Duryodhan, I'm so happy. You are so merciful to me. Now Duryodhan said he's going to beat him up to death, and Vidura saw him a blessing and he paid obeisances. Same thing King Parikshit did. Why? Because Vidura always wanted to go visit the holy places, but he felt obliged to protect his brother Dhritarashtra. This is the first time he took off the bow and arrow from his shoulder. And he said, I don't need any more. They want to kill me, beat me up. Don't worry, I'm living. And he's happy. Now how did he become happy? Because wherever the Mahamaya is there, Jogomaya has to be there, side by side. Because she is the shadow of Jogomaya. If we shift our focus from Mahamaya to Jogomaya, will we see the positivity in every aspect in our life, and will be eternally happy. So I'll end with this. If anybody wants to contribute, or we have a few minutes, or just to finish that, when Parikshit Maharaj left this world, he did not leave this world by the snake bite, just to let you know. Snake did come, snake beat his body, but Parikshit Maharaj left long before that, from that point. So it's wonderful. Okay. Any reflection, any comment, question? No? Then we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Pramanande. Hare Krishna. You heard it on the radio. That's nice. Huh?
Mr. Perkor.
What is Mr. Perkor?
Because you know the Perkor.
I don't know anything. I'm dumb. I'm serious.